Welcome to Orlando Means Business. This season, we're hearing from industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators who are shaping the Orlando region's thriving business landscape. I'm your host, Amanda Lubin. And today, we're learning about how the Orlando region is building an entire semiconductor and microelectronics ecosystem from scratch and fueling the talent pipeline to fill these much-needed jobs. Semiconductors, we also call them chips, well, they're everywhere. They're in your smartphone, refrigerators, washing machines, and it's reported there are anywhere from 1 to 3,000 semiconductors in a modern car. So it's pretty safe to say semiconductors have transformed modern life. And that's partly why America's semiconductor manufacturing industry has been making national headlines recently. You may remember during the COVID-19 pandemic, the auto industry was hit hard by the chip shortage. And this underscored just how essential consistent semiconductor availability is to everyday life and national security. And that's where Orlando comes in. A regional coalition is working in partnership to develop a semiconductor manufacturing industry in the Orlando region, just south of downtown in Osceola County, at a place called Neo City. They're also working to bolster the region's education system to meet the growing semiconductor workforce needs. To speak more on that, I'm joined by Jay Galbraith and John Alguer from Bridge, a not-for-profit public-private partnership driving innovation and economic growth in semiconductor development and manufacturing. And we're also joined by Yvette Ponzoa, principal of Neo City Academy, a public magnet high school focusing on STEM education. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Jay, I'll start with you. What is Neo City? How did it come to be? And why did Osceola County make the decision 10 years ago to focus on the semiconductor industry? It was certainly a bold move.
Well, Amanda, first, thank you for having us. We appreciate it, especially the partnership that we've had for a long time with the Orlando Economic Partnership. They're a key member of this coalition, so thank you for hosting this and this important conversation. So this goes back even longer than 10 years ago. Osceola County, one of the strongest agriculture regions in America, and also one of the strong tourism areas. However, Osceola County has struggled when the economy goes down because tourism doesn't travel in down economies. Osceola County has struggled. So if you look at the Great Recession and you look during COVID, had some of the highest unemployment rates in America. So the county commission and the county manager, with a great amount of vision, said, you know what, how can we position Osceola County for the future? And so instead of going to recruit businesses to come here, they made the decision to build an infrastructure that would then recruit key enterprises. And so 10 years ago, they said, let's take a gamble on semiconductors. And they helped build a fab with partners of the federal government and state government. And it has now come to fruition. And so we like to use a little bit of the term, we're the dog that caught the bumper, as the work that we're doing now with the Department of Defense and the National Science Foundation and others. And in the coming years, we will see a growing semiconductor industry in Central Florida.
So John, can you tell us, what does the Orlando region offer? Why is this such a great opportunity to establish the semiconductor and manufacturing industry?
So one of the really neat things about the Orlando region is some of its history, actually, right? With the space program in the very early days and the amount of technology that drove, that kind of set a foundation as the region has grown over time. And with that has come a lot of aerospace and defense companies that are within the region, and also a lot of medical device companies are in the region as well. Those are all critical in terms of folks that could be consuming the end products. Right? So a lot of what we're doing at the site is focused on microsystem development and packaging, and the technologies that we're putting in place allow you to reduce the size, weight, and power of those systems. And that's critical for those industries that are present in our region. That was one of the key things for our National Science Foundation Award in terms of that synergy. And it's one of the key things that we're leveraging, you know, as we grow the region together. I'd say with that comes partnerships. You know, as Jay mentioned earlier, the partnerships in the region and folks working together is also critical. And the final piece, you know, I would say in terms of workforce, there's a great workforce pipeline within Florida. And there's definitely an opportunity as this is going to keep, you know, drawing upon that and to create manufacturing jobs that are within the region, you know, so that folks can go to school and stay within the region.
And we're going to hit more on that workforce and that talent pipeline in just a little bit. Let's talk about, you know, we had said that the majority of semiconductor and advanced packaging happens overseas. And as we saw during the pandemic, and it just kind of shined a light on this is a significant national security risk. So how has the federal government prioritized semiconductor reshoring, and what's NEO City's role in that?
So I can take that one as well. So one of the things that happened, you know, in the industry in some of the early days, right, with companies like Motorola, packaging was viewed as something you did at the end, right? You manufactured your wafer, and then, you know, packaging was the last step. And it wasn't necessarily considered to be value add because of the form of packaging you were doing, which was basically to take a chip out of the wafer and then put it in a piece of plastic. That led to a lot of offshoring of the capability, to the extent that, you know, 98% is offshore. What's changed now is that packaging has become the environment in which you actually integrate the microsystems. And so rather than having like one die and a piece of plastic, right now you're actually building a whole system using the packaging capabilities, either, you know, within some of the traditional form factors or building the system on a wafer. A lot of that capability got matured overseas because we unfortunately moved the initial basis for it overseas. That's created national security problems because, again, these systems actually represent the fourth wave of electronics, and they enable speed and high-frequency comms and, you know, the size, weight, and power reduction that we talked about before. It's critical to have those capabilities onshore, both for supporting national security but also for supporting next-generation consumer electronics, like high-performance data centers, 6G. Those types of capabilities really will enable those future products. And you won't be able to do those future products if you don't have that manufacturing capability onshore. That is what has created this emphasis to reshore what's being called advanced packaging, which is really not the same as that basis we talked about, but really is it's a set of capabilities that's enabling a next generation of microsystems and microelectronics. The site here in Central Florida is one of the first sites within the country that is going to be able to do some of these capabilities. There are other sites as well, but we have a very diverse set that's being stood up at our site. And it really is giving the region a chance to participate in what is, again, the, you know, fourth generation of electronics, as DARPA has been calling it.
And I would say, too, that there's money backing this up. There's money backing up the idea of NEO City and what's happening there. More than, was it nearly $500 million in the last year and a half alone in state and federal investments. So obviously there is a huge need, and we're seeing that with the commitments that we're getting from our partners.
Correct.
I hope you're enjoying Orlando Means Business. I should mention, if you're thinking of Orlando for your business, if you're expanding, or looking for a top metro to locate, go to investorlando.org. We've got industry-specific information for you, as well as data on our educated and experienced workforce, real estate options and incentives, plus more, to help you get started. You can find us at investorlando.org or click the link in our show notes. Let's talk about, as I mentioned, that surge of investment in the semiconductor manufacturing industry in America. And with that, there's this demand. You touched on the workforce development. How has the Orlando region been visionary in supporting this entire vertical for the industry, and especially as it comes to workforce development?
And that's a great question, because the components of, hey, we're going to build something, that's great. But one of the key questions that the folks in Washington will ask is, where's the workforce? And so huge compliments to the leadership of the Osceola County Commission and in their partnership with the Osceola County Schools, Valencia College, and UCF, because in many ways, Osceola County has cracked that code. One, they started out making sure in partnership, thanks to the governor's job growth grant funds and some other grants, Valencia College was able to receive funding to go ahead and put in robotics training, optics training, advanced manufacturing, CNC training. So that was a good platform. And then certainly the addition of NEO City, one of the top high schools in our entire state. And the final piece of that is the Osceola County Commission coming out of COVID. We saw some dip in high school college going rates. And they met with the school district leaders and the Valencia College leaders and said, you know what, we want to change the equation. And so now for the third year, every high school graduate from Osceola County through what's called Osceola Prosper is going to college. They're going for their first 2 years, whether at Osceola Tech or Valencia College. And we have seen a dramatic surge in college going rates. And so when our friends at NSF or DOD ask the question, where's the workforce? Well, we're training that workforce right here. In fact, studies show that if you graduate from your local community college, you're 90% likely to stay in the market. And so Osceola County, realizing that, working with the school district, working with Valencia College and UCF, realized, you know what? Our workforce is already here. We're going to train them, and they're going to be part of the future.
And that's a huge draw, I imagine, for a high school student, a college student, being able to get a good, high-wage, good-paying job and not to have to leave your family.
Absolutely.
So to have this pipeline already built in is a huge component to Neo City's success, and this is a great opportunity to bring Yvette in. So Yvette, you're the principal of Neo City Academy. That's a local STEM high school that's focusing on science, technology, engineering, and math. But what's really unique about your school is the fact that it's literally across the street from the fab, from the facilities that are creating these semiconductors and these microchips. So can you tell us about the collaboration between Neo City Academy and Bridge and how this is continuing to the development of the future semiconductor workforce?
Absolutely. Thank you. Great question. So with Neo City Academy, we have pathways, and two of our most popular pathways are engineering and artificial intelligence. So those pathways offer our students a unique opportunity along with our industry partners that are directly across the street. We can literally walk there, and we often do. Our students just go right across the street and partner to create a pipeline of students who will enter the workforce after completing their post-secondary studies. So they will come back to Osceola County and work for those industry partners that they have the opportunity to intern with and serve as their mentors and mentees.
I think it's absolutely incredible, because I think of my 9th, 10th, 11th grade self, like, not necessarily having an idea of what I wanted
it's
to do.
Different.
And then to hear that this is our future,
yeah,
that is already mm-hmm. doing this and already having a clear path, it's incredible. And to have that connection with the industry partners is just so amazing. So what opportunities do Neo City Academy students have to interact with the industry experts or participate in real-world projects facilitated by Neo City's partners?
So our students have the unique opportunity to partner with industry leaders such as Bridge, IMEC, SkyWater. And these industry leaders serve as mentors, and they provide internship opportunities. And some of our students intern over the summer and get paid for their internship hours, which is really nice. They're also able to partner and network with our partners' partners. So it leads to more opportunities through our partnerships with Bridge. We've partnered with Seoul National University because they rent space, and then Plug and Play. We have an event we're attending. So our students get opportunities that they aren't typically available at a comprehensive high school. So it sets them up for their future. And they come to our school knowing they want to be in the engineering field or the AI field. So it really sets them up for success.
And I imagine that draw of being able to stay home and have a good job, that's got to be mm-hmm. maybe for some students something they hadn't imagined before attending Neo City Academy.
Yeah, because a lot of our students, well, most of our students, you know, their families have been in Osceola County for many, many years. So to be able to go off to college, wherever they choose to go, and their options are really endless, lots of scholarship opportunities. But then to be able to come back and stay in the area and give back to the community that they grew up in is fantastic.
And I got to imagine that's rewarding for you as an educator.
Yeah.
To know that you're playing such a, mm-hmm. you know, you and the industry and your partners are playing such a huge role in giving these kids an opportunity and setting them up for success.
Absolutely.
So looking ahead, what are Bridge and the Regional Coalition's goals and priorities for advancing semiconductor technology? And then, of course, the workforce readiness in the Orlando region and beyond.
Well, certainly we have certainly seen in the last some months is Osceola County, Central Florida is a key focal point for the White House and the Federal CHIPS Office, the U.S. Department of Commerce, the National Science Foundation, because they know that we have the capacity and we have the facilities to stand this up that will help from a national security point of view, but also from a U.S. economy point of view. So one of the key aspects is John Alguer, our chief technology officer, who's with me today, is working with our partners at SkyWater to ensure that we can manufacture and deliver a quality product. And then we have a number of partners who now want to position themselves in Osceola County. So working with our friends in Korea, in Taiwan, in Europe, and around the country about positioning their own companies here in our backyard is going to be, I think, important and exciting. We are in a unique inflection moment for Central Florida that, frankly, I think we've been waiting for a long time, and those days have now arrived. And so it's just a huge opportunity with the work that's been done with the Orlando Economic Partnership, with UCF, with Valencia, with CareerSource, with the school district, even our partners at the University of Florida who are, play a key role in what we're doing. And there's no doubt that there's always been the word partnership for Central Florida. We've been a place where we're not about walls or silos. We're a community that knows how to come together to accomplish big items, and this is going to be another one of those big accomplishments for our entire community.
So I think Jade hit a lot of the key highlights. I would say, looking forward, seeing the manufacturing capabilities continue to grow at the site and to see the products that come from those capabilities. And from our partners that are using them. And we've got a lot of great partners at the site, SkyWater, Tel, SUSE, IMEC, others that are also setting up shop. Starting to see the products go out into system users within the Central Florida, within Florida, nationwide. So there's that whole manufacturing aspect to it. And then also seeing the impact that that has on people's lives, as we've talked about before in terms of workforce development, but actually seeing the impact, right? So we've had students that have built some of the processing pitchers that are in the fab, right? And you can point those out. No, a student made them. We've had videos that are done of the facility and being able to see that. We've also had students that did the CubeSat project as well. And, at a very personal level, being able to see the impact that that can have, both for folks that are maybe going on to secondary, but then also for folks that are going to be technicians working in the field, either at the site or partners within the region that are using the capabilities. One of the things I found interesting from a workforce perspective is a lot of time technicians, they're local, they stay local, and they're trained local. And so trying to recruit folks from elsewhere is a challenge. And it's neat to see the program standing up where, you can locally build that workforce and build the jobs and, see them, interacting and developing the technologies together. So that's what excites me, longer term.
And at Neo City Academy, I understand you guys, I think I was out there recently, you're building, you're growing.
We are expanding. We have a new building that is going to be ready for this coming school year, the 24-25 school year. And so we are going to double our enrollment. It'll take a few years, but that's just more students with more opportunity to go into the field and partner because it is so popular. For example, our new building, it will have a clean room, like a mini clean room. So yeah, we will be expanding to provide more students the opportunity to come to Neo City.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And it's got to be exciting for the folks at Bridge and all the partners, too, to know that you're getting the future workforce ready to go. Well, thank you so much, Yvette.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, John. We appreciate you guys joining us this afternoon and a really great conversation about the semiconductor industry and how the Orlando region is, a big player in that.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Orlando Means Business, a production of the Orlando Economic Partnership and the University of Central Florida. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. The Orlando Economic Partnership is an economic and community development organization that works to advance broad-based prosperity and create a more prosperous community for all. If you're interested in Orlando for your business and what makes Orlando unbelievably real, contact us at investorlando.org.